Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Morning studio.
Morning.
Later on, Abby, our producer, phone screener, she does it all. She's also learned how to play guitar in the last few months. She's going to do her guitar recital. We've not heard her play guitar and sing. Her recital will be on the show. I'm so excited. But now we go around the room and share our favorite news story that we found today, this week, whatever. And I'll start. And I'm going to say this. It's not a warning to parents, so there's no need to do anything. But I'm going to talk about the Tooth Fairy. And I'm not going to say anything you don't want me to say.
Oh, okay, good.
Right.
It's amazing.
In case they're little ears.
Yeah.
But I do want to tell a story about the Tooth Fairy. And this comes from the Wall Street Journal. A specific instance with the Tooth Fairy. When her daughter lost her first baby tooth, Kakoa Lawson said the Tooth Fairy left her daughter a $100 bill.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And that her daughter freaked out. I was like, wow, that's the craziest thing ever. And that story kind of went viral because I guess the Tooth Fairy's feeling very generous that day. And then other stories of the Tooth Fairy leaving Louis Vuitton bracelets.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Massive amounts of cash. And how the Tooth Fairy, video games, how the Tooth Fairy has started in some places to give away more.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the Tooth Fairy in selective places being so generous?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That is insane.
Yeah. Really, Tooth Fairy's going out of control.
Yeah, because you're the Tooth Fairy. I mean, you can't discriminate by where you live
and stuff.
That's bad.
You know? But I don't think you can say it's discrimination.
Well, yeah, because Timmy over here,
the Tooth Fairy is not making a decision based on anyone else. They're only making a decision based on the kid in that house.
Hmm. That means the Tooth Fairy likes other kids more than others.
No, we're not doing discrimination because
what the parents ask for when they talk to the Tooth Fairy.
I've never met the Tooth Fairy. I don't know. Have you?
It's wild that the Tooth Fairy, and it doesn't set a good example.
No, not at all. So Tooth Fairy, if you're listening.
But I don't think it's discrimination, guys. It's not.
It's not.
Yeah. Amy, what do you have?
Granny panties are back in style.
Oh, no, they're not.
I have some on today. No. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah. Celebs like Drew Barrymore, Kylie and Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Dakota Johnson, they've all been showing off.
They're probably more comfortable,
what
though,
they
right?
call boomer-like panties.
I mean, are they more comfortable? I would think so.
I'm sure.
I don't know.
They don't crawl up spaces.
String bikini's pretty good.
Yeah, no, comfort, in your though. Opinion, but they're bringing it back.
Yeah, probably because a lot of them have underwear lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you can tell.
Yeah, like they're selling underwear. No. Because they're selling underwear.
Oh.
So they're selling a different kind of underwear now that isn't selling that well.
Gotcha.
So they're going, it's cool.
Well, whatever. I'm here for it.
Good.
But
yeah, keep that to yourself. Lunchbox.
There was a woman in England reported missing. Police respond to her apartment. They look. Search party goes out. Helicopters. But two cops. Hang on, we're here. Might as well catch up on Netflix. Sat there in her apartment. Watched Netflix for 4 hours.
Wow.
And one of them picked up the dumbbells, and worked out.
Yeah, nice. Ooh.
They were just chilling at the house when they should have been looking. And they were in her house.
Yeah, in her apartment.
Did they find her?
Yeah, 11 hours later, and when she got back home, she reviewed security footage, and that's how she saw them watching Netflix.
Where was she?
She had a mental health crisis.
So something did happen to her.
Yeah.
And the cops just...
They're working out, too.
Look, they're sitting on the couch just looking through Netflix.
Who would you hire to be a police officer? Again, these two guys, mm-hmm. or the guys that were prank calling other cops saying, there's a dead body.
Prank callers.
Yeah.
They're probably good cops. They're just a little immature.
A little bored.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Eddie?
All right, this is from Nashville. I thought this was really cool. So the city is doing something for local musicians, and the headline was, musicians in Nashville get free parking. And I was like, ooh, I'm a musician, but it's not the case. So a lot of musicians in town go downtown and play gigs, but they pay like $20, $30 for parking.
Sure.
So the city's now going to charge them 60% discount or going to give them a 60% discount. And so now their parking is like $4 instead of
$10. How do they
prove it? Their guitar, probably.
So if I park with a guitar, I don't even have to play. I just walk in and be like, awesome. I'm all good.
That's what I'm saying. I think they have to apply like, hey, I'm a musician and whatever. And here's my tag
just
or whatever.
Just a picture of you playing guitar. No. Here I am. Here, look. I'm holding guitar right here. I promise.
But I thought this was cool, though, because like in a lot of cities, like if people work downtown, and the parking downtown is expensive everywhere. So that's cool.
Then they should do it for other people that work downtown.
Right.
Not just
comedians.
True.
Magicians.
Well, I was thinking like bartenders.
Bartenders.
All right, let's go. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I want some serious cash on the Super Bowl. But my wife has no clue. She thought I was just really into the game. What she doesn't know is that I ended up winning thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm not normally a big gambler, but I had a big feeling on this one. Here's my question. As much as I want to tell her about my windfall, I think it's a better move to keep it quiet. Even with the amount I won, she'll be furious that I risked the couple of thousand dollars, especially since we don't exactly have money pouring out of us. The money is just sitting in my betting app. Do I tell her? Do I keep it secret? Do I slowly pay off bills? What do I do? Sign husband who won big. Let's go to wrong answers first. Lunchbox.
Oh, you bet it on a college basketball game this weekend. You find one that you have a feeling, and you absolutely double it up.
And what if you lose?
Harm, no foul. Because she didn't know about it in the first place, so.
What if, under your logic, and I can understand why you would say that, and it feels like a terrible idea. However, I would say the money that you initially started with, I'd pull that out first. And then if you were going to be crazy, do that. But I would pull the money that you had, that you bet on the game out. So at least you're not in the hole if you lose the next one.
But you're obviously on a streak. You're hot.
One.
Got to keep it going. Finna cook.
Eddie?
Look, you don't tell her anything. You won. Keep it in your wallet. Slowly pay for things, whatever. But don't tell her anything because once she finds out that you did something like risk all that money, even though you won, she's going to hear nothing but you risk that much money and it's going to be problems. And for the future, she's going to be worried that you're going to do that again. It's not worth it. Just don't tell her.
Amy?
What? Tell her. Well, you at least have to withdraw. Like you said, Bobby, you got to take out that money you spent anyway, because if y'all have shared accounts and you whatever money you risked, that's hers too. So you need to pay that all back. And then I think you should just tell her. What is up with these listeners that are like, I won this. I don't want to tell my... No, this is stuff... If you're sharing your life with someone, this is something you should be able to tell them.
This is what I'd say. First of all, does she watch the checking account? Because my DraftKings account set up to my checking account. The checking account that my wife and I used, like our normal spending account, grocery account, whatever. So she can see... Whatever or if I'm buying jerseys or getting those, she sees all that crap. So if she sees it, she's probably already going to know you took it out.
Yeah.
So I would just put that back though, okay, first.
Like a little loan.
Just put that back and hopefully nothing is said. And then if she's like, I saw the money was taken out and then put back in, be like, yeah, I took it out for the Super Bowl. You know, I thought I was going to want to bet a bunch of stuff. Don't say you didn't bet, that's a lie. Just say, I thought I was going to bet some stuff, and, you know, I just put it back in there. There's no lie in that, what you just said.
No, zero lie.
You thought you were going to indicates you thought you were, but you didn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It indicates, but it doesn't say.
He did say, he did think about it before he did it. See, I thought I was going to bet, and I realized I didn't know if I knew what I was doing, so it's back in the account. Oh. You're covered because you didn't say a single lie.
Yeah, Amy, it's all in semantics.
And you know.
Then you held on. Then you have like, let's say, 10 grand in there still.
Oh, nice.
And there's a couple ways you can handle this. If you just put a bunch back in the account, she's going to see it and go, wow, you put all that money back in there. What you can do is you go put $1,000 back in there. We're just talking about this random number that he sent us. Be like, hey, I want $1,000. That's crazy. Let's pay off a bill. He's like, oh. And it'd be like, the next time something comes, don't even bet. You're like, I feel good. I'm going to bet like $200 on this game. But if I win, it's going to pay like $2,000. I won. You didn't really win. You didn't even bet it.
You have the old money.
You're just slowly betting this money, building it up.
But you just a minute ago, you were all proud that there was no lie.
But yeah, now we're lying. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's all lies.
Okay, I'm trying to keep up.
Well, now we're lying because with that one, you have to because it's on your spanking slip.
See, this is a lot of work, man. Yeah. Just don't tell her.
No, where just he
messed
tell her.
Up, where he messed up was when, before you make the bet, you should talk to your wife and be like, hey, I'm planning on making a bet here. Is that okay?
Eddie, you can't go back.
Then,
like, it's already...
Then I understand.
Yeah, you can't go back.
I understand. So now...
Sometimes you can't go home, you know?
It's like, funny you use that boat analogy. Ships left the dock. Hey, loose lips sink ships.
Mm-hmm,
don't
mm-hmm.
say anything.
But you won. Y'all are acting like he lost money. He didn't. He won money.
How about this? There's an iceberg. Don't run into it.
That's right. There's still obstacles out there in the ocean.
Okay, look, the real answer is you should probably tell your wife, hey, I bet I won like crazy, but you're going to get in trouble and you won't be able to bet again.
What if you don't get in trouble,
He knows
though.
His wife.
He will.
We all know the people we're with. We know how they're going to react to stuff.
Well, yeah, and all three of y'all said
so you'll get in trouble.
No, I tell my wife, and she's like, how'd you do? I was like, pretty terrible.
And
she's like, all right, dummy. That's it. We move on with life. But she knows I'm super responsible. But I don't know how his wife knows about that.
Right.
But you could, if you're trying to hide it, I would hide it in the way of put the original money back. Don't even say anything about it unless she brings it up. But have a story ready if she does. And then be like, hey, I'm going to start to bet a little bit. Let's listen to the Bobby Bones show. Bobby says bet this team. And if when it wins, be like, holy crap, I won. This is crazy. And they start giving me the credit.
Oh, boy.
And then you have money. Put it back in the account slowly. And next thing you know, you got all your money in there.
Or you could just call it a day and tell her.
You could, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, definitely an option.
Yeah,
but we're not going to do that.
But you could get in trouble.
Yeah. And nobody wants to get in trouble.
And he's secretly gambling. Do you think he's going to be super honest about this?
Right.
That's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to find the happy medium.
I know, but I just feel like this is a...
If he was honest, he would have told her to begin
downward
with.
Spiral. Because he's going to keep gambling and then keep...
No, he's not really gambling. He's saying he's gambling.
You he thought get, about gambling.
You get Bobby's... strategy.
He thought about gambling because he did think about it.
Thought about it. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Good luck.
Lunchbox says bet it all in one game. Eddie says never tell.
Nah.
I say create a web that's hard to even remember. Amy says just tell.
Just tell her.
All right. There you go. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. I'm armed to the gills today with fun facts. They were just all so good, I just didn't want to bring one. For example, 51% of Americans use subtitles all or most of the time while watching television shows or movies. I do. I keep it on the bottom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little more hard of hearing than my wife is, probably because I wear headphones all day, but I keep it right there on the bottom.
Oh, my wife does it. It drives me nuts because sometimes you can't see what's going on the screen.
It's on the bottom.
How big are your words?
Now, sometimes it pops up at the top.
Yeah.
Move it.
During the
you don't have control.
Show.
You don't have a mouse.
You're doing Super Bowl halftime?
And the words are on the top. It's a little distracting.
Yeah, you don't have a mouse where you can
That's
move
music.
It.
That's music.
Yeah, but I had it on during the whole Super Bowl. So it's like you just go, you would take the time to go in and turn it off.
And you don't do it on live TV
because
it's always delayed.
I do it if I'm watching a show.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss, especially if they have accents, because I'm not going to even understand what they're saying a lot of the times. But also, I can't hear. So there's that too. But I thought it was 51%. That was a pretty high number. 56% of surveyed parents with a favorite child prefer their youngest child. Over half prefer their youngest kid. I thought it would be the oldest.
Hmm.
Most time spent, maybe, or also most time to screw up. I don't know.
But sometimes the oldest is the hardest because it's like you're learning. Everyone's learning.
Yeah. And then the youngest, you know what you're doing, and they realize it's the last one.
You also
so
care
they
want to
spend more time.
I think.
You just care a lot.
Well, I got
just
my kids at
things.
The same time, so I can't speak to this experience, but I'm the youngest, and I
or
feel like my parents
some things aren't...
were more uptight
with
the first ones. And then once you realize, like, and you have other kids and you're worried about lots of other things, the youngest kind of is just like, she fell down, big deal. The first time your brand new baby that you've never had before falls down,
and
you freak out.
You're the youngest, right? Yeah, okay. Just making sure. I thought I heard a little something there, a little
right.
pain. All right, let's go. Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Amy, go.
A pregnant goldfish is called a twit.
Is called a twit.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it was, like, funny that that's what it was, and you never know when that might come up in trivia.
A twit.
We'll
a
remember
twit.
That.
T-W-I-T, twit.
Do you know why they say be a goldfish?
Yes.
Why?
Ted Lasso.
But why?
But why? Well, he didn't make that up.
be a goldfish. They have memories like us. They are in a bowl.
It's the opposite. No.
They tell me. I don't know.
Try to forget the bad thing that just happened.
So yeah, because their memory. Got it.
But I've really read, though, they do have better memories than we give them credit for.
I think they say they only have 10-second memory.
Yeah, but that's what they say.
I saw 8. Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Alaska ranks number one when it comes to people going missing. 5 out of every 1,000 people are reported missing in Alaska. That's more than double the national average.
Wow. Is it like animals or they break down and it's so cold that they freeze?
I mean, they like go out for a hike, never come back.
What about sometimes it's really light the whole time and then other times it's dark the whole time?
Well, that's true, but
when it's dark, you get lost.
Eddie?
Okay, so you guys know the margarita pizza?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it, but I've heard of it.
But I found a place that has a great one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this real quick, and then you tell me where that's at.
You got it.
Okay. So the margarita pizza, they got the name because back in 1889, in the city of Naples in Italy, the queen was coming. And they were like, make her a pizza. We know she loves mozzarella. So they made her the margarita pizza because her name was Queen Margarita.
Oh, it's not about margarita drink?
Nope. No.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's spelled differently. It's like...
it is?
M-A-R-G-H-E-R-I-T-A.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So it was named after the queen.
That is very fun.
Thank you, man.
This place, Luogo, the Italian place in town, they make a really thin crust. And I don't like margarita pizza. I always thought it was margarita, so I had a bad... Like, I don't want to get drunk on pizza, but... It's so good.
Oh, it we had so that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really
it's
good.
Awesome, yeah. Morgan.
Well, we may work in country music, but cows, they hate country music. According to research, they produce 3% less milk when they're listening to country music.
Hmm.
They prefer classical music.
Of course.
I was reading this thing about a guy. He said, do you ever wonder what that first guy was doing when he discovered that you can milk a cow? And I couldn't stop thinking about that.
What was he doing to the cow?
Yeah.
They've been milking things since.
No, I hear you, but the very first
guy.
But
why touch that?
But the first guy to ever go like, whoa, there's milk. Like, what was he doing exactly?
Think about that, Amy.
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about it.
So, and then how long did he wait to tell everyone about it?
Right, because then it's embarrassing, right? Like, hey, look, okay, I promise I wasn't doing anything weird.
And then it comes out and he has to decide, I'm going to try that.
Right?
Or what? I think about that a lot. I didn't come up with that. I read somebody say that. Like, the first guy that ever milked a cow, you think he had trouble telling somebody? Because it was, Houston, we have a problem. Ever heard that?
Yeah. Apollo 13.
When Jack Swigert was communicating from Apollo 13, he didn't actually say that.
Oh.
He said, okay, Houston, we have a problem here.
Oh.
But in them reenacting it for movies and
Tom Hanks.
Shows. Yeah. I have a kind of a new theory about the moon.
Oh, God.
Oh, is it changed?
Here we go.
No, first of all, I do think we landed on the moon.
Oh.
Well, you said last week.
No, hold on. That's never what I said. I said the percentage-wise, I'm still 60% probably landed on the moon, but 40%, there are things like we can't leave lower orbit now, but the moon's above, yeah. And how do we lose all the technology to get to the moon? We had it in like the 60s and 70s, but not only do we lose it, we can't recreate something we created in the 60s and 70s. Like, all this stuff is bizarre to me. So... I'm like, that seems a little fishy. In the press conference when all the guys come back after being up on the moon, and they're just like sad. It's weird. And Buzz Aldrin being like, we never went to the moon. There are a couple clips of him saying that. So all that to me makes me go, something fishy. I think exactly what I said was, I don't know what's fishy about it, but we don't know the whole story about us going to the moon. So we probably went to the moon, but how come we can't leave lower orbit now? That's the thing. If we could do it in the 60s and 70s, and let's say we really did lose all the technology, how come we can't recreate it? Who cares? Moving on. Here's my new, not even my theory, because I still think we went to the moon. What if we went to the moon, landed there, saw some beep we didn't think we needed to be seeing, and we said, we're never going back to the moon. Like, there was, we saw stuff up there we didn't want to see.
Oh.
And so they still have the technology, but they're not allowing us to use it because they ain't getting us back up to the moon.
Okay, I can see that. I don't know.
There's no reason. The only thing that like haunts me is the fact that we had the technology to go to the moon in the 60s and 70s. We either lost it, they're hiding it from us, or if they did lose it, we can't recreate it. What could we not do now that we did then that we can't? So all that's bizarre to me. So let's say we did go to the moon, and now they really didn't lose it. And they've also lost the official first tape that they shot on NASA.
Yeah, that's weird.
They don't have that anymore.
Okay. You know what fascinates me?
Yeah.
And what blows my mind is how much time you think about, you spend thinking about this.
No, don't give me a double slit theory either.
No. The fact that you think about what goes on the moon, I don't think about that ever in my life except for when you bring it up and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you think about this all the time.
He's not thinking about.
Some, but I think about double slit theory a lot too. Single slit, double slit theory, where they shoot the atoms through the hole and it shows the screen.
What in the...
Like on the wall, you see the atoms through the slit. Now, if you do double slit theory through a wall, you shoot atoms through it. It shows up as waves on the back wall.
What are you talking about
shooting
atoms?
So scientists started to think that the atoms were all hitting each other since it was double slit, but it wasn't. So then what they realized was it showed up as waves until they started recording it. When they recorded it, it went back to atoms, and it changed the pattern based on if they were recording it or not, which basically shows you can travel in time. They just can't figure it out.
What? So it's the dimension different.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But that's the kind of stupid crap I think about. And trees. Don't get me started on trees.
Oh, they talk to each other.
Like, I know in 30 years we're going to be like, how are we just so mean to plants and trees?
Yep.
They, like, need sun. They need to eat. They talk with each other.
They're living.
Live. They grow.
Yes.
And we're, you know?
They cry.
You guys are so stupid.
No, trees do talk.
Oh, my God.
And don't even get me started about simulation.
Like, oh, you guys.
When do you have time to think about the, like, milk, you guys the guy milking me. The cow? It's like,
that's funny to me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's a lot of other.
That's funny to me.
Thank you for bringing it back to normal, Amy, because this was getting just so.
Did you know there was never an iPhone 2? They went from the original iPhone right to the iPhone 3G.
Oh, wow. Didn't realize that.
Why?
I don't have the answer to why. I just know it's fun.
I know, but you asked me why a twit, and I'm like, I don't know.
Wait.
Is
that
what
they say, you little twit?
No, you little pregnant goldfish. All right. There you go. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Mandy Scepter, she lives in Kentucky. She's a single mom and has always wanted a big family. Lots of kids, but she's not married. So she looked into the in vitro or whatever, you know.
In vitro?
You can do it.
Yeah, in vitro. Yeah. She looked into that. She's like, I don't know if I want to do that. So she looked into fostering. Well, while she was talking to a social worker, she said, well, you know what? Skip the fostering part. We have 6 kids that are all sisters, and they need a place. So why don't you try adopting them?
6 together.
Well, they weren't together. They were all in different foster homes.
No, but I mean like six sisters.
Yes.
She's taking them all together.
So she said, that sounds amazing. Mandy took in all 6 girls. And the oldest is 19, so she was already even out of the foster care system. But since she adopted her, I mean, she's part of the family now. She moved in, and all 6 sisters are together, which is so rare because once they go into the foster system, guys, they can be spread all over the place. Yeah. May never see each other again.
How lucky were those sisters that somebody was found that wanted to have multiple kids at once? And they were able to come back. And then how?
Incredibly.
Wow.
And I always complain about, and I don't complain, I love it, but I complain about having 4 kids because it's a lot. Having 6 is crazy. So good for her, man. That's awesome.
What's the difference in 2 and 4?
Big difference. Big difference.
Everything.
It's double.
Doubly worse.
No, I get the number part of it, but what?
Or doubly better, I mean.
To your day-to-day life.
Yeah. Well, look, when you have 4 kids, they're a gang. Like, they take over the family. You can't, no longer can mom and dad control the 4 kids because they gang up on
you. If they have a righteous fight, they all want to fight together. All 4 of them get together. It's hard to stop all 4 of them.
Correct.
Where 2, you can still 2 versus 2.
We can
or even
deal
1
with
versus
that.
2, but you can't take the whole gang's tougher.
Right. And I compare it a lot to whack-a-mole. So like, if one has a problem, you're like, let me deal with that. Oh, solve. Boom. There comes another mole. Up. Oh, great. Now this one has a problem. Whack that one. Boom. Oh, dad, I got a problem over here.
What if all 4 moles come up at the same time?
It happens, and it's a terrible day. It's a terrible day.
Hey, good news. That's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. It's time for everybody's favorite game. It's the easiest game of the week. It's Easy Trivia. Amy can win it all today. She has four wins. She's one win away from the championship.
Oh, wow.
Currently, Lunchbox has the golden tiara. Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Easy Trivia. Country music icons. Nobody goes home the first round. What country icon sings Friends in Low Places?
Garth Brooks.
Correct. Eddie, what country icon sings Jolene?
That's Dolly Parton.
Correct. Morgan, what country icon sings Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain?
Willie Nelson.
Correct. Amy, what country icon sings Amarillo by Morning?
George Strait.
Good. Now, no one would have gone home if you missed it. However, if you do miss it, you hear this sound.
You've been boned.
You played a five. Amy with four. Eddie with three. Lunchbox with three.
Wow. Yeah.
Morgan with two.
Wow. Wow.
The category is cartoons.
Okay.
Who are the famous cartoon characters who live in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Correct. Eddie. What's the name of the bear who loves honey in the 100 Acre Woods?
That is Pooh.
I'll accept it. Winnie the Pooh. Who is the father, Morgan, of Bart, Lisa, and Maggie in The Simpsons?
Oh, Homer Simpson.
Correct.
Ugh.
Amy, what's the name of the cartoon character who is always in love with the idea of catching the Roadrunner?
Roadrunner. Who's in... Oh, Wile E. Coyote.
Correct. Why were you getting mad at me? She was like getting mad at me. Like, why would you do such a... Whoa, Wile E. Coyote.
It came to me.
Famous presidents.
Lunchbox, who was the first president?
George Washington.
Correct.
Yeah!
Easy trivia.
Huge.
Eddie, what president is on the $1 bill?
George Washington.
That's correct. Easy trivia. Morgan, what president associated with the legend of having wooden teeth?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, they both had George Washington. Is it also, is this where I'm in that situation again? I don't know. George Washington.
Correct. Okay. Amy, what president along the quarter?
George Washington.
No, Lincoln. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
That would have been dirty.
Yeah, it would have been dirty. Hey, don't put it past us, though.
I know.
Don't put it past us.
Wow.
The category, easy trivia, is measurements. Lunchbox, how many inches are in a foot?
12.
Correct. Eddie, how many quarts in a gallon?
Here we go. How many quarts are in a gallon? I mean, is it 4 quarts? Because it's not like a quarter. Or is it 2 quarts? Give me 2 quarts.
It's 4.
Oh, my God.
You've been booed.
Oh! Hey, dude.
That was tough.
This is
down
unfair.
Goes Frasier.
We're not the cookers. The women are going to know measurements.
Down it. Goes Frasier. Eddie cooks.
I cook.
Eddie cooks a lot.
Dang it.
Morgan, how many millimeters in a centimeter?
That's crazy.
Okay, hold on. There are 12 inches in a foot. How many centimeters are in a foot or in 12 inches? I don't know.
How many millimeters are in a centimeter?
Millimeters in a centimeter. 100.
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
Does anybody know? There's 10.
10 millimeters and 1 centimeter.
I have never in my life thought about millimeters.
Eddie has.
And millimeters, centimeters, not really feet. Different scales.
Oh, I thought it was part of the ruler. No?
Other side. Yeah, that's the inches side. Got other it. Side's the... Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox is still in. If you miss it, he wins.
I know.
Easy trivia. Amy, how many ounces in a cup?
8.
Correct. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh.
Good job. I don't know that I got that. Wow.
Well, I cook.
You cook.
According to Lunchbox, I'm a woman in the kitchen.
Lunchbox, famous dates. Amy went on a date with who last night? I'm just kidding. There's nothing.
I'm just
kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Hey, Lunchbox, what historic document was signed July 4th, 1776?
The Declaration of Independence.
Correct.
Yeah!
Amy, on what famous vessel did it sink April 15th, 1912?
Oh, so that's the date, 1912. Is that Titanic?
Correct.
Titanic.
Lunchbox, what American online video sharing platform launched February 14th, 2005? What American online video sharing platform, February 14th, 2005?
Yeah, man. YouTube?
Correct. Amy, what famous wall fell on November 9th, 1989?
Yep. The Berlin Wall.
Correct. Category is science. Easy trivia. Lunchbox.
Come on, man.
What's the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Correct.
Yeah.
Amy, which body system is responsible for taking in oxygen and removing carbon dioxide from our bodies?
I'm sorry?
Which body system is responsible for taking in oxygen and removing carbon dioxide from our bodies?
The respiratory system.
Correct.
Wow.
Category is movie trilogies. In which trilogy, Lunchbox, does Katniss Everdeen fight against the oppressive capital in a dystopian society?
Hunger Games.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the trilogy featuring Marty McFly traveling through time with the help of a DeLorean?
Back to the Future.
Correct.
Hey!
If Lunchbox wins, Amy's not the repeat champion. If Amy wins, you're the new champion.
Right.
Famous animals. Me. Lunchbox, what animal is on the Playboy logo?
You know this?
Bunny.
Correct.
Okay.
Amy, what animal can be seen on a Porsche logo?
A horse.
Correct. Lunchbox, what animal is on the Lacoste logo?
It's a... Man, I don't know which one it is. Dang. I don't know the difference between the two of them.
I really don't either. I'll take all of them.
Gator.
I'll take it.
Alligator.
Yeah. Crocodile, alligator. I'll take them both. Amy, what animal's on the California state flag?
A bear.
Correct. We're rolling, boys.
Whoa! It's getting nerve-wracking.
Country nicknames. Easy trivia.
Okay, countries.
Country. Lunchbox, what country is known as the land of the rising sun?
Japan.
Correct.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Amy, what country has the nickname the boot due to its geographical shape?
Okay. Hold on.
What country has...
Italy!
Correct.
Dang it!
Lunchbox, what country is known as the land down under?
Australia!
Correct. Amy, what country has the nickname the Great White North?
What?
The Great White North.
Russia! I don't know.
Canada!
What is it?
Oh. Canada! Oh my gosh!
Hey, I just went somewhere cold.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
White and
Clutch McGee.
Should
over
I have known that?
Are you taking your sweatshirt off?
I'm woo! It's getting hot in here.
Should I have known that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you should have known that, Amy.
Well,
I just
like 40 cities in Canada too.
I know, but
Ding ding ding.
That means next week
we're 4-4.
Both of you are 4-4.
Oh yeah.
Right. Eddie, and
we still have a chance.
How long will today's generation live? The projected life expectancy for today's generation is 81 years for women, 76 years for men.
Gosh.
But kids now, our kids, that generation, is supposed to live to 85. So it's starting to go back up again.
Oh, good. Yay for them.
Yeah, it's probably a mixture of science, knowledge of the body, stretching.
Yeah. Well, you're stretching, so you're adding years to your life.
There Lunchables. You, mm-hmm. You know, all great things that have been created. Yeah.
Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, you were in the movie Band Slam in what, 2008 or something?
I don't even know, but I did see on Roku, it was showing musical movies, and Band Slam was one of the movies they were showing. It wasn't even an algorithm meant for me, but that's a movie with Vanessa Hudgens and Lisa Kudrow, played Phoebe on Friends, and I have like 9 lines in it. And that was forever ago and hilarious.
Well, so do you still get residuals from it?
Yeah, like $4 every 3 months.
That's what's up.
Well, Kate Hudson has a podcast. It's called Sibling Rivalry. And she was talking about how when she was 13, she was in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. She was one of the kids just singing in the choir at the beginning. And she still gets checks from Home Alone 2. But sometimes they're like 10 cents. And Joey Lawrence was her guest. And he said he still gets residuals from commercials he did as a kid. But sometimes they're 2 cents. And he's like, this doesn't make sense.
It costs
because
more to
the
send
stamp
it.
And the envelope and the paper and all the things cost more than the 2 cents.
But they still have to pay it, and it costs money for them to pay it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
Band Slam gets 82% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's a good movie, man.
It's a good little fun kid movie. Yeah, a lot of people said I carried it, and they were disappointed I didn't get a Best Oscar nom for Supporting Actor. But by a lot of people, just me, I said it. Okay, what else?
So have you heard of cyberchondria?
Afraid to do it cyberly because you'll get a virus.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Okay, that could be it, but it's not. Oh. It's when you obsessively Google health stuff online.
Oh, like hypochondria.
Cyberchondria.
Obsessively, though, it's a fine line because I think I look stuff up. But then once I start to be totally dedicated to one theory from WebMD, I have to stop because I know I have, you know, cat scratch fever. That tends to come up every time. So are they diagnosing that as a...
Well, no, it definitely is a thing. And then someone looked at the top health questions that people in all 50 states Google. So I have some of the states.
Doctors
and
hate it when you come in telling them what you have.
Oh, yeah.
Googled it. Like, I looked this up and it seems they hate it when you do that. And they play cool now. They're like, yeah, that definitely. Like, they'll, yeah, I hear you. I'm glad you looked that up and they'll give you the real thing they think. They hate it when you do that.
My doctor says, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't Google that.
Give me the question.
Well, so, since you're from Arkansas, I'll start with that. Uh-oh. And the most Googled thing from Arkansas.
Is it healthy to date your cousin?
No. No. Oh, man.
No.
Oh. Shout out Arkansas. My hoe.
What causes hemorrhoids?
Yeah, I had to Google that before.
Yeah.
Because the first time I went in and a doctor stuck his finger in my butt And I was like, what is happening? And he said, you bought the premium package. And I was like, wait a minute, where am I? But it was, I was training. And I didn't know you could get hemorrhoids from training for like a running, like hard running and straining. And then, because you get them from being pregnant, obviously.
Yes.
And having a baby. But yeah, I had no idea. But now I live with it. I'm a voice of young hemorrhoids.
Oh, well, good for you. You were the voice of young hemorrhoids when we were in our 20s. Mm-hmm. Now you're...
Stop it. Next.
Okay.
That was rude, Amy.
Well, yeah, very. No, was there any reason for her to do that?
No, you've been the voice of young hemorrhoids for 15 years.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so in Texas, since a lot of us are from there, why do I pee when I cough is searched the most.
Wow. Mm.
That happens.
That's probably women.
Women.
Either they had babies.
Yeah.
Or not.
Because I poop when I cough.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
Since Morgan's from Kansas, it's what does ringworm look like?
Oh, my.
What the?
Weird things happening in Kansas.
not that that's a crazy thing to look up. I wonder why Kansas.
Huh.
And I've looked up what a certain parasites look like. If my wife's like, we should do a cleanse. Like, that's our romantic thing to do together. And so I'll look and see what parasites look like. And so you see ringworms or tapeworms or... But that's number one.
Interesting.
Not, is my finger broken?
Yeah. And honorable mention from Illinois is, can you live without a spleen?
You can. I don't have one.
Boom. Yep.
Yeah. Ruptured mine. Lost it when I was young. Couldn't find it, so I just gave up.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, playing hide and seek with my spleen. All right, what else?
So a lot of people are trying to increase their water intake, so they're... drinking water, but then they're like, oh, I need sparkling water because water's boring. And they drink way too much. So dentists are saying like, hey, the carbon dioxide in there turns into carbonic acid. And that eats away your tooth enamel.
It's basically carbonation. It's, carbon's in all of it. But yeah, it's the carbonation that's eating your stuff.
Mm. Yeah, so.
At least WebMD says that when I look it up.
You don't have to totally give up sparkling water, but maybe swish some flat water around your mouth after drinking the bubbly.
I relate to not drinking enough water. I do try to, I have to really be present to drink enough water. Like I have to think about it because I just don't.
Same.
And so the things that are difficult about it is the peeing all the time. Even if I stop drinking at like 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., I still pee and I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like I'd rather be dehydrated than wake up and pee. And then I will drink sparkling water as well, but I will, you know, what do they say? One glass of alcohol, a glass of water, so you don't get too drunk.
Yeah, correct. Yes.
I'll do sparkling and then normal, and then I'll mix like a fourth of like a cranberry or grapefruit just to make the sparkling not boring. That's how boring it gets to me.
Yeah.
But better than not having water at all.
Right. And they said, yeah, just maybe even simply swishing normal water around in your mouth after you drink it.
No one's going to swish water. I'm just being realistic. No one's going to swish water. Just drink the water.
That's a tip.
If it's going to get all the way to your mouth hole, swallow it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
So there's a dad and son sitting at their apartment when all of a sudden, psh, they hear a car crash into the lake right outside their apartment. Like, uh-oh, what are we going to do? They run down there and the 16-year-old's like, Dad, I'm going in. Psh, psh, psh. Swims out to the car, looks in and he sees a man unconscious in the car. Still breathing, though. So he tries to open the door. Tries to break the window. Can't break the window. So he swims back to the shore and calls 911.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You don't like the story?
Well, I don't.
Huh. Yeah.
Did the guy live?
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy lived, but.
I guess I'm just confused at your presentation of it.
Well, I'm confused on why
just
these
gave
are
up on the story.
You even did the sound effects too, and then you just quit on it.
Well, were you disappointed he called 911?
Because he definitely could have been like, this kid did everything he possibly could, and when the car wouldn't give way, he thought, the only thing I can do now is get back to shore quickly and call 911.
Right.
But his dad was already on the shore calling 911, so they just waited for paramedics to arrive. So these guys are getting all the credit.
Well, they responded.
And he still tried.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've heard, too, that, like, if you're stuck in a car underwater, it's impossible to break that glass. And you would think, like, I just kicked the glass open.
Well, you got to break the back windshield.
The back windshield did that. Like, it's designed to do
that. Well, people may not know to go to the back windshield.
I've never heard of that.
Is that, I've heard that is the case. It could be a...
I also heard punch a shark in the nose. I'll tell you, if that happens, I'm probably not thinking about punching the shark in the nose.
It could be a myth.
But the good news is the car wasn't sinking anymore, so he just went and stood on the shore and... hung out until the paramedics arrived and they got him out.
You just told the story so weird.
It's like he gave up on it.
And then he quit right in the middle of it. And then Ray hit the end going, I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, so I want to shout out Ethan and Erkin.
Saved, wow.
Erkan is the dad, and
look at how Erkan spells his name. Let's see if that's his name really.
Let me see.
E-R-K-A-N.
Yeah, Erkan.
Wow.
Erkan Kakmak.
Sounds like he's doing a dolphin sound. Erkan?
Yeah, Ethan Kakmak.
They saved his life. We like it. If they had not seen it, it definitely
that's right.
Wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Tell
no,
me
you quit halfway through. I like it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So you had your debit card stolen again?
Oh.
Is it like they took the card or they saw?
Amy.
What happened?
I had it skimmed. It could happen to anybody.
I know. It could happen to anybody.
Well, I mean, that's our theory.
But it happens to you over and over
again.
The
theory is I got a call from my bank and there was a charge. I didn't make it. So it's okay. It's not. We have it under control. I won't go back to that gas station. It's a gas station I've never been to before, but I was leaving work the other day and I was on empty. My car goes, please refuel. And then it hits a point where it says immediately refuel. And I had hit that point. So pulled into a gas station that I normally don't go to.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'm going to tell y'all exactly where it is.
No, I hear you, but I'm saying, and this could happen to any of us.
Any of us.
Any.
But then you're just getting so unlucky because it keeps happening to you.
Or there's another way they're getting my info, which I don't know.
They put an Apple AirTag on you and they know where you're headed.
The gas station might totally be fine. Mm-hmm. We're still working on it and figuring it out. It's frustrating.
When you give people your card, do you open your eyes?
What?
Like when you put it in a hole or give it to a person, like are you looking or are you just kind of just putting it in a direction?
No. Put it in there. I'm aware, but I don't know if it's like getting entered somewhere or I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm thankful for my bank. I'm thankful for LifeLock. I'm thankful for, I have all of the systems in place.
Thank God.
And.
Well, I'm happy it's found.
You know, anytime I come to y'all and tell y'all this, I'm getting vulnerable because I know y'all are just going to. Add it to the list of things.
But you come to us a lot.
It's not a lot.
We can set it every Tuesday, every Thursday, every Monday. Amy,
well,
I know. You should
it's
do it more. We like it.
Frustrating.
I know.
Do we need to go check the skimmer out?
Straight cash because do you know how many
Amy's
times
bartering.
I have to change?
She's not even using money. She's bartering with people.
Yes, because if you have that card.
If you give me gas, I will come over later and I'll mow your yard. All right, let's go. Let's do the morning corny. Okay, here we go.
The morning corny.
What time is it when the clock strikes 13? Time to get a new clock.
That was the morning corny.
Get it?
Because there's no 13?
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
So,
really, though, we're rooting for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes in life, you just don't have your ass together.
I feel like we just got skimmed on that joke.
Well, you mean I have another one?
Yeah, we're good.
No, we're good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter. Or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop boop 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick Six, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Very exciting for us because our very own Abby is going to do her first ever recital here on the show. Woo! She has her guitar in her hand. Abby, we're so excited.
Yeah! Oh,
thank you. Yeah, I am too.
We're going to officially play your interview music in a second. But 6 months or so ago, Abby was talking about playing at a bar, but she had to hire a guitar player. And then sometimes there'd be an issue. I'm like, Abby, why don't you learn to play guitar yourself?
No, I did. I encouraged her. I said, you're wasting your own money. I'm the one that put this. I inspired this.
I inspired this.
You can't take credit for her playing guitar.
Right.
So, Abby, with you playing guitar, you went and you're making yourself very uncomfortable. You never played publicly before.
Right.
You've been practicing at home. And Frank. Lunchbox deserved all the credit just ahead of time.
Okay, I think he did it for this moment right here.
To laugh at you.
Yes.
No, but would you have ever done it without me doing that?
I may have.
Thank you. That just
means I may have.
She accepted that I was right.
Well, this segment is not about you.
I know.
This is about Abby. Abby, we're going to play this official music, and then we're going to kind of feel what you're feeling, okay? All right, hit it. Here we go.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Abby Lee Anderson.
Here she is, Abby Lee Anderson. So, Abby, what kind of guitar do you have there?
So, this is a Taylor. It is a GS Mini. Oh. I got a smaller one.
I play a Mini when I do comedy.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
A little red Mini, yeah.
Yeah.
So, congratulations on your guitar. Did you buy that?
Yeah, I did. Wow. For this. I really got into the whole thing.
And then how often have you been practicing?
Every day. Literally every day.
Are you negative nervous or positive nervous right now?
I'm positive, but because every time I play by myself at home, like I sound really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I play for one of my friends or something, I kind of mess up a little.
You get a little tight.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what song in this recital are you going to play for us first?
So I have Tennessee Orange by Megan Maroney.
Ooh. Okay. And we're not going to do the full song.
Right. It's really long. I practiced it last night and I was like, man, this is just going on. So
what are you going to do? Like a verse and chorus?
Yeah, I can start like the second verse and then
whatever you want. Okay. Abby is here. And how do you, are your fingers calloused? Like to
they
the point
are.
Where it doesn't hurt anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Okay. Are you guys ready? Any questions for our Abby Lee Anderson?
No.
Playing the guitar for the very first time. She's been singing for a while, but here we go.
I think the mic's falling. So is that okay?
Yeah, deal with it, right?
Hey. You're doing a live show.
So you say it's showbiz, baby?
It's showbiz, baby.
Right.
Well, no,
that's
showbiz, baby. Oh, her guitar tech comes in. Scoop
seat. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, Abby, are you ready to knock our socks off?
I'm ready.
With Tennessee Orange from Megan Maroney, a verse and a chorus. Here we go.
Took me to Knoxville last Saturday, and I wore the hat on his dash to the games. Sure wasn't Athens, but I fell for him under those kneeling lights. But I met somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door, and he don't make me cry. He ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home, yeah. He's got me doing things I've never done. Ooh. Georgia, they
Good job, good job.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
I can tell she's so nervous because her hand's even shaking when she's trying to strum.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
You're shaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Why am I shaking?
It's normal. You only get nervous because things matter. good or bad, you get nervous because things matter.
I know. I don't want to shake, though.
It's okay. Do you want to take a deep breath?
Yes.
How did you feel about that performance?
Since my hands were shaking, they weren't like exactly on the chords, so they were a little off.
I would even say there are artists that come in that are really good that sometimes mess up while they're playing, but you know, the difference is they just keep going and they don't even act like it's a thing. It's just part of it. So instead of, and you do this too when you're doing karaoke, you'll be like, oh, instead of being like, oh, just keep going. Who cares? We're not even going to know.
Yes, just keep going.
Do you need a breath?
Just keep going.
Do you need a breath? Do you need to take a breath?
Yep. Yeah.
Let's do this. Why don't we play a song? Let Abby gain her composure. Okay. That was a rehearsal for the recital.
And it was good, Abby. You're doing great.
We're going to do that one again. And do you have another song you're going to do too?
I do.
What's the other song?
It's a fun one. Fishing in the Dark.
Okay.
You guys can sing along with me.
Okay. Abby's here. Take a breath. Lunchbox, your thoughts? Rehearsal. Let's just rehearsal.
Yeah. Rehearsal was a little rough.
Okay.
I was going into it, I thought it was going to be rough because she was cramming in another room, having Eddie teach her a couple things.
Well,
I was like,
or go over stuff with her.
I was just tuning the guitar.
I was like, man, dude, if she's cramming now, this ain't a good sign.
No, artists do that backstage. Yep.
They do it here in the green room.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, Abby, take a breath.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Abby Lee Anderson.
Abby's here. That was a rehearsal we did a minute ago. You guys heard that? That was just us tinkering around. We didn't know we were on the air. Abby was just like testing out her new guitar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Now I'm ready.
A little calmer?
Yes, I think so.
Deep breath. There you go. Through your nose, out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You've been waiting for this moment.
I have.
Going to be so much better after this moment, regardless of how good you do here. Because you've done the experience. You've seen if you mess up, life doesn't end. If you do great, you're not elected president. So that way you can just keep going. That's what I do. I've bombed out before. And you know what I realized? The life ain't over. It's really not that bad. But I needed to bomb to be able to see that, so I was comfortable with knowing my worst case scenario. And then I've done stuff where I've crushed it, and you know what? I didn't get a medal accommodation. So let that be your leader, okay? Mm-hmm. Abby's here. She's got her guitar. She's never played in public. This is her guitar recital while she's singing. You know, I think it would be interesting if you did Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange. Do you guys think that would be good?
Oh, yeah.
Just on top of my head, I think that would be fun.
Of course, that's a great idea.
Did you try to play that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here she is in her recital. It's Abby Lee Anderson. Woo-hoo. All right, Abby.
Mom, I'm calling, I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way, but I somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. He ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home. He's got me doing things I've never done. In Georgia they call it a sin. I'm wearing Tennessee orange for him.
Nice job. Thank you for your vulnerability and you're doing a great job.
Okay.
Man, that was good.
Thank you.
So here's what I want to say to you and ask you, did you find it difficult to sing and play at the same time because there are different things happening?
Yes. And there's even like more strumming you're supposed to do.
You don't have to put yourself down.
That's true.
Don't do that.
I don't think it is when you're just strumming down once. I don't think it is. But it took me a while to get that.
Yeah.
Like a long time. It's just like you strum through and then you hum it and then you start singing.
You did a great job. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Didn't sound like on my couch, but good.
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
Yeah, good job, Abby.
There you go. All right, now.
Long way.
Okay.
It's like a clip we have of him saying one thing positive. We play it.
I mean, it wasn't perfect, but you kept going.
Hey, art isn't.
Yeah. What is art?
What art is perfect?
I mean, You're right.
Abby, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next song you're going to do for us in your recital?
Fishing in the Dark. You guys going to sing with me?
Nitty gritty.
Well, no. No. You got this.
Okay. You don't need us.
Maybe a second or third time. Do you need somebody to hold your paper for you?
These are like my little... This is just the words.
Okay. We'll put it on the ground. Ready, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, ready?
Here's Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Maybe a moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are burning, lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the stump road,
I'm gonna take it to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. In the dark, lying on our backs and count the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, feels so good to be with you.
Good job, nice job. Woo! Yeah, good. A little more up tempo.
Yeah,
but I love your heart.
Okay.
And you were—I mean, listen—you're on it most of the time. You just don't—you just can't. Don't quit practicing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in the best way. Don't give up now because we did the bit.
Yeah.
Like, keep doing it.
I mean, think this is so much progress.
And it's also
going to
make you a better singer too, because you won't worry as much about singing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll sing what naturally comes out of you, and it'll just so happen to match the key that you're just going to be a better singer once you learn to play guitar.
Yes. So how'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Better than you thought or worse?
About what I thought. Good. Like, you didn't know how to play. 6 months later, you played two songs on a national radio show.
Okay, yeah,
I was impressed.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, thanks.
Now we will. We have to go to a break in a few minutes, but do you want us to sing it with you now that we've heard you?
Yeah. The chorus or the whole thing?
Well, we'll just do background vocals. And okay. Really, but don't worry about us.
Okay.
You do you, and you're uh-huh. just comfortable. You're hanging out with your friends, relaxing. Good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Abby, go ahead.
There's a yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stone road. I'm gonna take it to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. In the dark, lying on our backs and count the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, feels so good to be with you.
Good job, yeah. Good job. And your pace was good. Everything was good.
Good job, okay. Abby.
Keep
Thank
practicing.
You. Okay.
Okay, Amy, give me a couple words real quick. Abby's yeah. first recital.
I already said impressed, and yes. I stand by that. Proud, like genuinely proud of you, and then also motivated. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I don't know what it is. It doesn't have to be an instrument, but it could be that if anybody else is thinking about picking up something or a hobby or starting something and they feel like, oh, it's too late in life, like, no.
She's not 100.
I know. I know she's like, not, but
she
like
she's dying this week.
I hear you.
You know
I
what
you.
I mean? Right. I guess more so I'm thinking of myself. Like, I'm about to turn 43 and there's things I want to do. And I'm like, now Abby's motivating me.
It's good job, Abby. Eddie, quickly.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Look, the ball's rolling. Yeah. I mean, Abby, this is going to open up your musical career in a different way. You're going to be able to go to writing sessions with your guitar.
She's made money playing music.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
And you'll be able to go.
She just had a song on the radio.
You'll be able to write, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to like play like songwriter stuff, too. If somebody's like, Abby, come play with us. You got to just play a couple songs.
Yeah. Woo!
Lunchbox.
I'd like to say that I'm glad that I'm so inspiring. I didn't know I can inspire people to make change. And I mean, I think another year and you might be able to play live somewhere.
A year? Okay.
But really, I mean, you're not good enough to go play live now with a guitar, but another year, you might be able to.
I'm proud of you. It took real vulnerability to come up and do that and learn something new and put it on the show. So I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
That's great. Keep practicing. Okay.
Thanks.
There she is. Abby.
Good job, Abby. Yeah.
Eddie's punishment was to go to a public place and tell jokes.
So dumb.
Just stand up and be like, I'm here. He did it the first time, and the audio was terrible.
Yeah, because I didn't record audio by...
It's an audio show, though.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So it was terrible. We couldn't even tell what he was doing.
So dumb.
So he had to go back again a second time. He says his punishment's over. What are we going
to
hear here?
I went back to the same place, and I stood on the stage, and I started to tell jokes. I told him I was a local comedian.
Describe what the place is.
It's a coffee shop. And I would say there were probably about 15 people in there, all individuals on their laptops. Maybe there were two tables where two people were talking.
And it's a time where people don't go up and tell jokes. So no. You going up there was weird.
Oh, as soon as I started talking, everyone was like, what is going on? And they all turned around and watched.
Let's hear the audio of Eddie paying his punishment.
I'm a local comedian in town, and I just want to run some jokes by you. So it's Valentine's Day. So let me ask you this. What do beans say to their Valentines on Valentine's Day? Beans, you keep me grounded. You keep me grounded. You keep me grounded because, like, coffee grinds. Oh, man. Okay, here's another. What's the opposite of coffee? Sneezy. Because you put the, because, like, you cough and then you sneeze. Okay. Hold on. What's a barista's favorite exercise at the gym? Huh? Any guesses? The French press. Because, like, you bench press, but the French. That's a stupid joke. Okay. Why did the kangaroo stop drinking his cup of coffee?
Why?
It made him too jumpy. Kangaroo, a little too jumpy. Oh, man. Hey, thank you guys so much for coming to my show tonight. Thank you.
Wow. Hey. What's hilarious is
I got a standing O.
Nobody wants to be a part of it, but they know if they don't, you're never going to leave.
Did you hear the guy go, what?
Yeah. Why?
Why did the kangaroo?
You did a good job laughing at
yeah.
your jokes.
Yeah, that was part
a
of
lot
it.
Yeah, better.
To laugh you. Afterward, even though it wasn't that funny.
Right. No, the dude is it's so embarrassing. I don't ever want to do that again.
Was it awkward feeling?
It's always awkward. Yes. Like, why do I? They're just trying to live their life. And I feel really bad for the coffee place, too, because they're just trying to serve coffee. And even there.
Did they not kick you off stage?
No, they kind of just stood there and watched.
I think it's everybody's stunned.
Yeah, like, what is going on
like,
here?
Do I need to go remove this? This doesn't happen. What was the first joke about the beans?
Yeah,
I didn't understand
you
that.
Messed that up.
No, I didn't set it up. We're at a coffee shop, so it's the joke is like, what does the bean tell his Valentine? What is it?
You should have said, what does the coffee bean tell his Valentine? You keep me grounded.
You keep me grounded.
Yeah, and you just said bean, so I think like pinto bean.
No, right. Dude, there's pressure up there, man. You go up there and...
But it was your first joke.
I know.
You came out of the gate real bad.
Real bad.
The funniest part is you laughing in between, though.
Well, that was part of the rules. I had to laugh for like 5 seconds.
Does everybody feel good about his punishment now?
Yes.
He paid it.
A lot better. That first one was so bad.
Hey, that's a game changer, lunch, having that phone in your hand.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
We used to have Lunchbox fully mic'd up with like cords and cables and mics and stuff. Now you just take your phone.
It's amazing.
It's great. Yeah, I used to tape it to my chest.
Yeah, he was working for the mob. He was an informant for the mob.
He was bugged.
How we used to do that, yeah.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Saturday, big night for me. We ready?
Oh, yeah, big night.
Big night. Oh, I'm going to go sleep on camera and let people watch me.
Slumber party.
Yeah, you guys should come visit. Come knock on the window.
Oh, we wake you up.
Yeah. Hey, man. We're rooting for you. I have a sleep study. I've been putting it off for years. I'm going to go sleep in this building, and there are cameras all over the walls, and maybe I have sleep apnea. Maybe I don't know what I have. I do have a friend. And I was talking to her, and she sleepwalks like crazy.
Oh, that's scary.
At times, just wakes up in parts of the house and is like, how did I get here? Her husband has to like hold her arm while they sleep. And when she gets up, pull her back. How about that?
I did that one time when I was like 10 years old. I peed in a, woke up, went to the kitchen, peed in the trash can, went back to bed.
But when you were an adult, later on...
That was different. I was
no,
drunk.
You were at my house, and you got drunk, and then you went home and peed in your bedroom corner.
Right. Yeah. But in my mind, though, I was dreaming that I walked to the bathroom, but I didn't. I walked to the corner of the bedroom.
Mike Birbiglia, the comedian, he has sleep issues, and he was, like, at a hotel, and he walked and out the window and fell.
Oh.
Didn't die.
Oh, my
But he
goodness.
Talks about it, because that's... Carlos, our old producer, would sleep eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were worried he was going to, like, put, like...
Eat
know.
Something dangerous.
Ajax. Or, is that anything?
Yeah.
Ajax?
Yeah.
Or like a bleach sandwich or something. Because he would sleep eat.
Yeesh.
But I don't even... Like a sleep apnea is like a breathing problem when you sleep. Hey, April, you're in New Mexico. Tell me your story.
So my husband and I lived in Hawaii for a couple of years. And he snored like crazy and was gasping for air. So I finally talked him into going and doing a sleep apnea study. But in Kona, Hawaii... They have wild chickens everywhere and roosters. So the whole time he was in the sleep apnea test, a rooster or many roosters were crowing right outside his window.
At night? Or like right when the sun came
up?
Yeah,
I thought they did the morning.
They did the test during the day for him.
Does he have odd hours, like work at night, that type thing?
We didn't. It's just when they scheduled him.
Was it like a nap test?
Weird.
All right, come take a nap. Yeah, that's funny. And you have your place right next to a rooster? Where roosters live?
Well, they're everywhere.
That's unfortunate. I'm a little nervous about it because, again, I know I'm going to go to sleep. I think I'm going to go to sleep, and these cameras are all on me. I don't know what I do when I sleep. I'm not talking about breathing. Like, what do I do with my hands?
Right.
I'm sure you're fine.
And I'm sure they've seen it before.
Like, what if I, like,
they end up
put my
your...
hand in my butt,
right.
put my
but
hand
you...
in my nose, pick my nose, pee the bed.
There's pick just... your nose, then pick your butt.
And then
all
pee
that.
The bed at the same time. I don't know what I do, and it's going to be on camera. How do I get rid of that footage? And they're going to, like, plug me up with all these things.
There has to be something you can sign that says don't release this footage,
oh, they
right?
Don't. Yes, of course. They cannot
but,
release
but
that.
But can you trust them?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, don't even know them. How can I trust them? Yeah, that's going to be Saturday night. So probably Monday when I come back, I'm going to have some stories. I hope I have no stories. I hope I come and say, you know what, guys, I slept...
I hope you just have a cure.
Slept okay, and now I've been cured.
That'd be nice.
I don't want. Hope I don't have to have one of those machines.
Well, a lot of people do, and it's
yeah. But I hope
life.
I don't have to have one of those machines.
I know, but you'll get through it if you do.
I will not. I just won't sleep ever again.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Montreal, Canada. A middle school teacher is in hot water after selling students artwork, clothing, and personal items on a website. She has them do art projects. If they leave sweatshirts in the classroom.
Oh, she sells theirs to other people.
And she puts it online.
Like
sells
lost
it.
And found, got
wow.
it.
That's
and
funny.
Someone came across the website and was like, man, my son said he drew that and it's for sale for $94.
Wow.
She's making profit off
Wait,
their
this
work.
Is the thing? Because, like, I have kids. Like, I mean,
yeah, but like if they leave their sweatshirt, she doesn't say, oh, did anybody leave the sweatshirt?
Yeah, it's like lost and found.
She takes it home and
lost
sells
and sold.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wonder how long she's been doing that before she got caught.
Oh, probably years.
Yeah, I would think
yeah, because
so.
How do you stumble across that website?
Unless someone's like, those are my pants. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bones.
I thought a color matching appointment, Amy, would be where you go and you get your hair color matched.
Yeah, well, in a way, you kind of are doing that because it's your overall colors that are best for you, from the shirt you put on or the dress or the blazer to what so kind of makeup you're wearing.
It's not like a hairstylist. They tell you what color to wear, like my wife will go, hey, if you wear this, it's going to make you look washed out, like a salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have a tan at all sometimes. She's like, oh, you look a little washed out, like that.
Yeah, so it's all about the underlying skin tone that we're born with. You can't even change it. So, like, here's
underlying?
The thing. You're underlying. So, like, if I get a spray tan, color's still the same, even though I'm
did
darker.
Did you pay somebody for this?
I did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I did. I paid, and I had a two-hour appointment, and she told me that my color palette is cool summer. And that
cool summer?
But you can't tell her she's wrong. Like, there's no way to...
Well, no. It is back. Man. There's stuff that our brains are attracted to, and there's stuff in our skin tone that makes certain colors look, you know, like we look, like you said, flushed out. Or
but that's
like,
outer skin tone.
Yeah, it's the underlying.
But
I get
if I'm
that
tan,
outer,
I look better in salmon.
Okay, yeah. Well, yes.
She
could probably tell you what your color is.
Sure, she could.
You're either spring, winter, summer, or autumn.
I can tell Bobby what his color is right now.
What's up?
You're like Snow White.
No, not my skin, jerk.
Oh. No,
oh, what do you mean? What
underlying.
Mean?
She
like,
says
oh.
if you, this woman tells her if you wear certain clothes, you get like better jobs and stuff.
No, your confidence goes up. You're taken more seriously. Like if you're wearing
you're
your power color.
Of.
No. Black. Oh, no. I wear black all the time, and she told me that my color is not black. I shouldn't really wear black. I need to wear dark navy. You maybe could wear black, but
yeah,
not
that's what
me.
It says on Google. If you're cool summer, you are supposed to avoid black.
Yes.
And white clothes.
What do you mean if you're cool summer?
That cool summer
that's
is my
her
palette
color, dude.
Because they are
guys,
too stark and high contrast for cool summer.
This is
a
fascinating.
Crock.
Remember when you used to pay people to do your like
candida?
When you
hold a can of pills and they pull your fingers apart, you needed that pill. This is the same thing, Amy. You are an absolute sucker.
Call me crazy.
You are crazy.
Crazy.
So you go do it yourself. Like I've
go do it. How much you pay her?
Amy paid for a pet psychic once and paid one for me too.
I know.
I mean,
did you do it?
Yeah, you paid for it. We did it on the air.
Okay. So there's like jet black mascara, and I always go for jet black eyes because I thought that would make me look more awake. And she's like, no, you need to be using brown. And I thought, what? So I've been doing it all wrong. And she said, I haven't transformed my closet yet. But she said, once you do, it takes time because you have to build it. You don't want to go out buying new things right away. But no matter what you go grab from your closet, you're going to feel confident because it's your color palette.
I hear you. We just can't prove she's wrong. There's no doubt.
I know, but I want
like
you to
astrology.
Go. I'll pay for you to go.
I don't want to.
But you're on TV. Why would you want to look your best?
Can you give me extra time back in my life that I wasted for doing it?
What if it helps you book a TV job?
Well, what if it does? What if the ifs and nuts had butts?
I'm going
to
Google.
And you go on red carpet? Like, Lauren Akins went to this person.
If you go on red carpet.
Listen, and she wore her color from her palette on the red carpet at a recent thing, and it looks so good on her.
That's probably because it's a good-looking color on her, and also
it's
a nice dress.
Yeah, because it's part of her palette.
What is she called a...
What do you pay her per hour?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, how much?
Well, but it's multiple hours, and it's a one-time fee.
Yeah, you go ahead. It's the same guy that Abby did guitar lessons with.
Oh, no.
Well, how much is
Listen,
it, Amy?
I'm sure everybody's a little bit different.
What's the hour?
To me, it was worth the investment.
Do you not want to say?
To me, it was worth the investment because I'm in the process of cleaning out my closet, and now it's going to help me know
I
what.
I should just put a fake mustache on and scam Amy out of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I can make so much money doing that.
Oh, you need to wear those shoes are not you. That is not your palette.
It's not your palette.
Cut your hair this exact length.
Yeah, I get that you're going to, that it sounds like it's not real.
Eat
but it
seven
is.
Corn kernels.
It's not real.
She'll put the different colors up to you and you're looking in the mirror and you can see.
I'm colorblind, lady.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a problem. But you can see like, oh, wow, this does look better. Or my face does look brighter. And nothing about your face has changed.
Did you put on your podcast?
I did. So she came on and now y'all are knocking her. But if you want to know more.
And you still paid
we're
full
not
price?
Knocking
and you still
her.
Paid
we're
her?
Not,
no. Here's how it happened. I booked an appointment because my friend told me about her. I paid for it. I was so fascinated by it all. I asked her if she would come on my podcast.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a paying
After
customer.
You paid her.
Yes. Yes. Then
how
she
much
came
you pay her?
On.
Yeah. What's the hourly rate for someone? I don't know. Just, I don't know, a normal person doing that kind of job.
I guess her hourly rate might be about like
$100 or something.
I don't know. I'd have to divide it up.
To tell you what color to wear?
No, it's more than that.
No.
What color to do your hair? What color makeup?
Mascara,
Listen, it can change your confidence. I'm just telling you,
yeah,
we all have
colors.
Yeah,
can change your confidence.
And I've been doing it. I don't have an eye for that. So
probably costs more than $100 an hour.
I have been wearing colors that don't necessarily suit me. So I'm thankful to now have this information.
I think you've been nailing colors, honestly. Yeah, so
every day.
Yeah.
That's because right now...
Go check out Amy's podcast.
This is one of my colors.
Four Things with Brown. Amy Brown. And because she talks to the color... She paid the color person and then brought them on. That is wild.
Well, that's why I want to be clear.
I think people hear our show and know she'll get scammed. They invent careers and then contact her.
Oh, no.
Nope.
I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start charging people and tell them what color to wear.
But you got to do it in an accent.
No, you can't just do it because it takes a special kind of person to fall for it.
No, and my friend that I saw, when I saw her, I said, what did you do? You look different. And she goes,
you bought a new shirt.
No, she was wearing something she had in her closet for years. She goes, it's this blue tracksuit I'm wearing. I haven't worn it in forever because I didn't know about this color blue, but apparently it's in my palette.
Okay.
And it did. She looked more alive and confident.
Hey, everybody, hope you have a good weekend. Hope you find...
So that's how I learned.
If I came in with like a pink hot pink vest, Bones would be like, dude, something looks different on you. I wear this new hot pink
vest. I paid $100 an hour for someone to tell me
this. For my color palette.
She looked radiant.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.